Hey, everybody, we've got Laurel Portier with AdCoaching47.com, a community that helps you learn how to create profitable ads for your business or clients for $5 a day. We dive into content consumption versus actual implementation. Laurel explains why she enters the small rooms with people that are actually helpful versus the big internet marketing rooms. And Laurel gives the give that will allow you to take your ad strategy, regardless of the size of your business, to the next profitable level. Check it out. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Brandon Straza, and I believe that life gives to the giver. And today we have got a dear friend and partner of mine, Laurel Portier of AdCoachingForSeven.com to help you lead with the give. Laurel, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, as opposed to waiting till the end of the episode or to look in the show notes, the listeners, when they want to reach out, work, and learn more about how they can work inside your program, where is the best place for them to connect with you outside of just even the website right there? Where's the best place if they want to learn more about you?
Yeah, so just go to my Instagram at The Laurel Show.
Okay. All right. There we go. Instagram at The Laurel Show. And I just actually just put that up on one of our things right there. And love what you're doing over there. Let's just dive into this. You know, our ability, or I should say, our availability to gain access to information has really changed over the last 2 to 3 years. In our younger years, it was textbooks, teachers, friends, family. Beyond the Googles, the YouTubes, and the search engines, how has your learning changed from the early years versus today?
You know, it actually hasn't really changed all that much because my best way to learn, honestly, is actually through books. And so it hasn't changed that much. The way that it has changed, however, though, is through being able to listen to books more available, like on Audible. Because used to, you'd have to go order the book on Amazon, or you'd have to walk to the library or whatever. And then Audible, literally, like with just the touch of a button, you could literally just have it like and listen to it at any time that you want. And so that's really the only thing that's changed. I still find that the best information is actually inside books.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I'll do sometimes and that I've learned to is depending on the book. And so I'm holding this up right here, right? You know, let's see. Can everyone see this right here? Amazing. Super duper profitable to add. So if at the end of this, you want to find this, we'll make sure that we put this in the show notes. But that being the case, what I found is reading and writing notes. I love highlighting. I carry a pen, a highlighter, and my iPad so I can actually take then side notes in there if it becomes too robust. But the thing is like once that's done, I find myself sometimes drifting away. That's where what you just said there, that Audible book. I'm like, I got to re-listen to this. As long as the person's voice on the other end of the Audible isn't too bad, it's almost like it just re-drives it back into, you know, into the back of the mind to where it's like bringing it back to the forefront. Do you ever go from reading a physical, you know, book and then re-listening to it on an Audible?
You know, not so much anymore because now I've almost completely switched to just doing Audible because it's just become so easy. But if you notice, what do you notice about the size of my book? It's not a book that I wrote for people to sit it on a bookshelf. Like I made it to where the size was considerably bigger than most books. And I made it to where it's more kind of like, yeah, it's kind of more like a coffee table book than it is a book that you're going to put on the bookshelf. And I did that on purpose because I want people to actually sit there and use it. I want people to highlight stuff. I want people to write in it. Like I want people to take notes. And so I do believe, and you know, this is something that I tell my students all the time, is because a lot of them fuss at me because so many programs will give them, you know, here's the transcript from this training or here's this. And I'm like, no, I was like, the best way to learn is by actually taking notes yourself. And so like, I actually make my students, you know, like on the live calls, like take notes and all of that stuff. And so, because I do believe that because of the internet, because of YouTube, because of all of these courses, people have gotten really lazy when it comes to learning. They don't want to take the time to do stuff. It's always like fast, fast, fast. And they just want the swipe files and all of this stuff. And they're not retaining anything that they're learning. And so I wanted, whenever I released the book, I wanted to give people a different experience. And I wanted them to actually use it, not just collect the book and it sit on their shelf. And it's very hard to put my book on a shelf because it doesn't really fit.
Right behind this right here, which you can barely see, there's a whole like stat. It's like a bookshelf that alternates from some Swedish company or whatever it is. And yours won't. So it sits on my desk next to me when I need to reference something. But that's interesting. You, if someone is going to take the time, and I'm more talking to the listener now, if someone's going to take the time not to just put valuable information, actionable items, like your literal blueprint and how you have built a very successful company, and they take the time and the detail to sit there and say, not only am I going to put amazing stuff in here, but I'm actually going to make the size. There's a purpose behind this. I didn't know this. So I just assumed like Laurel wanted it this way. And it reminded me of a textbook when I was a younger kid. You know, I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. I feel like I'm a kid again. So I really am excited to learn. But you went down to the nth degree detail of saying the size of the book could change in how someone receives or chooses to pick that up. That's interesting. Where did that really come from to where you got that in the details of just the book itself?
Yeah, because, well, one, I drew out a lot of the diagrams. And so if I were to release it at a smaller size, it probably wouldn't have hit the same way. And so already I knew it was going to have to be a bigger size book. But then I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go full blown, like 8 by 11.5 or whatever that size is. Because I was like, I don't want people to just, you know, stick it on their bookshelf. Like, I actually want people to have it like sitting on their desk so that they can reference it and take notes, because I'm all about like implementation. And I want to give my students the best chance for success. And so every little detail of like, I always tell my students this, every single thing that I do is always there's always a strategic purpose. It's not just done just to do it. I always do things in a strategic way.
And we heard that this week. So you just finished a 5-day plus a bonus day blitz with your mentor and your partner, your business partner, Nick Peterson. And one of the things that I want to round back to is you stopped and chewed some folks out that, you know, you're like, no. You need to start writing these notes out. You need to start writing this down. I know the percentage goes up drastically. And you mentioned this, and there's plenty of case studies, but when you write it down, the actual, like it's being ingrained and it's sitting there. The chances, I believe, are somewhere between, you know, 50 to 60% higher in you actually retaining and knowing what to do with that. So you, again, the devil is in the details, and you make sure that, hey, if your students, you had over just shy of 1,000 people sign up for it, and had on average over 400 people a day show up, which is crazy pull through right there. I'm sure you know that, but crazy pull through right there. But you sat there, no, guys. And how is it that you came from that place where you're coming almost from an educator, from a teacher? And what was it that drove you to sit there and be that direct?
Honestly, it's basically my teacher. I had the best teachers, like not only like growing up, but like also through college. And specifically, there was this one teacher. He was my media teacher, and he was just a hard ass. And I just, but I learned, I hated him some days, but at the, whenever I take what I like walked away with in my media class, and I'm like, wow, I was like, he really had it right. Like, he was hard on us. He made us do things like, and so anytime my students do something, like I always tell them, I was like, cause they like to fuss at me because I don't have like Google, you know, document downloads and stuff like that. I was like, look, if I went up to Dr. Bennett and was like, you know what, your 90-minute class isn't really convenient for me. So if you could just give me the swipe files from class today, and that'll save me a lot of time. What do you think any of our college professors would have told us? But that's the mentality of the online coaching space. Just get shorter videos and just give me the swipe files. And that's not the way that you're going to be able to get ahead in this business. Like that's not going to work, because you have to understand all of the nuances, right? Like all of our professors, their lectures were a certain length and contained certain information because it was full of nuances that we actually needed to understand. in order to, you know, solve mathematical equations or, you know, produce a commercial for television or, you know, speak on a stage with, you know, certain literary things. There's all these nuances that I think so many people miss just because they don't have the patience to sit down and just let things sink in. They just want to go, 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 go.
Wow. Sit with something, not take action, you know, let it marinate and be willing to come back the next day or the day after and actually approach it maybe with some different lenses right there. You mentioned the online coaching space. And I mean, it's at this point, $60, $70 billion a year industry. It's only growing. What have you seen, you know, from your earlier years to where you are now and how that coaching space, do you feel just because of technology, we have access to more information as we previously discussed, how do you see that coaching space really shift as online gurus and courses continue to only be more available to anybody calling themselves a leader?
Yeah, right now there's just a whole bunch of people walking around just being assholes, honestly. Like, they really are. They're not being of service to their audience. They're not being of service to themselves as someone who might be an expert. And I say might, because if you look at the landscape of the online coaching space right now, if you really look, you'll see that so many people are not exactly who they say they are. And it's very, it's kind of a scary time because I talk to so many people who have invested, I mean, we're talking, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars from people. And because people are being taught things a certain way and people are being taught to package things as value when really they're not really putting out anything that's actually helpful. Like, people are in content consummation mode constantly, and hardly anyone knows how to actually activate people in order to take them from content consummation into actually implementation. And that's why I say there's a whole bunch of assholes like running around, because everyone thinks that they have this, like, you know, special thing, but their special thing is something that they learned from someone else, and they're just copying someone else. And they're just, it's just crazy. It's just crazy right now. And if I sound, you know, frustrated, it's because it is very frustrating to try to, because you see so many people who need the help, but it's so hard to get them to focus and watch just a simple, like, you know, I'll do a workshop and I do them through Zoom, just like college style classes. Right. And it's so hard to get people to actually pay attention because they're looking at the next $27, $37 thing in their newsfeed that's promising to get them results faster. And they keep getting further and further and further away from where they need to be. Like, no one can even concentrate and just do one thing for 90 days. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, everything you're saying right there, I love how you're just like ripping off the bandaid. You're like, hey, I'm done with this. I don't care. You know where you're coming from because you have years of experience in the same domain, but from different areas. Like, you started in what some people would sit there as little kids and, oh, I got to be that one. I want to be that person doing that for that TV show or for that news. You've done that. And then you took methods that worked from this same domain, but different area. And you brought that over into the digital space. But here's the one thing, that one of the main things that I see, you care. You actually care about your students, or you wouldn't be so hard on them. You know, with the, what I see when you're doing that, I see it, you know, that you've developed this winning mindset and you just, your go get them attitude. What are some of the techniques and practices that you have used to overcome self-limiting beliefs or doubts? Because, you know, as being an entrepreneur, it is easy for us to lose our footing. It's easy for us to lose our confidence and second guess ourselves. So what are you doing to keep that winning mindset?
Honestly, it's not anything that I'm doing necessarily. It's just making sure that I'm in the room with people who are gonna be real with me and not let me, you know, slide or like have the easy path. And it's just like, honestly, just being in a room full of, you know, people who are going to keep me going in the right direction. They're not going to try to constantly, you know, sell me, upsell me or anything like that. Like just being in a group of people who are doing just dramatically better than I am in business is like just really keeping me that straight path. Because, and that's one of the big reasons why I don't really go to big events. You know, I went to one of my very first big events in the internet marketing space in Vegas earlier this year. And it was a really great reminder of why I don't attend those types of events, because it is a whole bunch of people walking around looking for the next shiny object, where I want to be in a room full of people who are like, what are we going to build next? Like, how can we get from here to here? Like, and just constantly, you know, having a lot of fun, but at the same time, challenging each other for new ideas and stuff like that, not just, you know, pitch fest after every seminar. And so that's honestly, Nick, everyone knows Nick in this community. Nick Peterson has really done a great job of kind of shielding me away from all of those things, you know, like, not that he's like, you know, not letting me do anything, but just being like in my life as this constant mentor, and just always making himself available so that I don't seek that outside stuff that I don't actually need in my life. And so I think everyone needs to find who's that one person that's going to keep you on the right track, that's going to be real with you. You know, Nick's the type of person where I'll get really excited about something and I'll build like a funnel or something like that. And he's like, no, go sit down on the beach and delete it. And don't even think, like, you're already where you need to be. You don't need to build. And everyone needs that person in their life, right? Like I sit there and tell my students all the time, you guys don't need all of this other stuff, but you know, you could lead a horse to water, but you know.
Yeah, can't get him to wag that tail. But yeah, I mean, you're not trying to shield them from saying, hey, don't look at anybody else. You're like, listen, get done. Get out of the program that you've paid for. Get and actually implement before you go on to the next and the next and the next. And one of the things that you said there about this Nick person that you speak of, I look forward to meeting him someday. Anyways, I'm kidding for anyone that... Anyways, he has a book called Bumpers. Nick is almost your community bumpers. Like, and I think he is the community bumpers for many people. I'm not going to list the names in case they're like, but like the reality is you and a handful of other ones, he really is, where he sits there and he helps you stay, go on that beach, go do that thing, spend time with your family, go do you. You've already built this. And I think that's one of the pieces I want to come back to, because you talked about that in the beginning, is you're in fewer rooms. You're not going to these guru events. Mm-hmm. You are surrounding yourself with the right people. And in the evenings, that, you know, I think we had some pretty fun conversations lately. That is when the rubber meets the road. When the real work gets done is not when it is 80 people, 100 people, 1,000 people in a room, but the rooms might get bigger that you're invited to, but your circles get smaller. And it's having the partners and the family that help you put those internal bumpers up that you can't see.
Speaking of which, he's summoning us right now as we're doing this podcast.
Is he summoning us?
That's so funny.
We
can't even get away from Nick for like 30 minutes.
Yes, you know,
that's what has kept me, like, you know, everyone's always like, what's your big secret? Just surround yourself with like really great people. And sometimes you have to pay a significantly high price to get in the room with those people. But if you stick around long enough, you will just start to naturally meet people to where it's not a transactional thing. Yeah. Right. But first you're going to have to pay to get into these rooms to meet these people. You know, like whenever I first, you know, started the business, we had, you know, I'm pretty transparent about this. You know, we had $6,000 in our bank account and 3,000 was going to a person, but I knew that it was going to be the right move. And 4 years, you know, 4 years later, hello, it has gotten me the best life ever. And everyone needs to figure out, like, who is that person that you feel can be that person for you? Because I guarantee you that person for you is not going to be someone who's coaching thousands of people in some, you know, $10,000 program. It's going to be someone who is going to want to not have a bunch of people coached at one time. They're going to want to really get to know you and know where your business is right now, not just all of a sudden after 10 minutes, oh yes, this is what you need. Like, they're going to understand your business from that, not 30,000 foot view, but 100,000 foot view. They're going to see what you don't see yet. And that's where you need to find the person who sees things for you before you even see them.
Yeah. I mean, when you're inside that bottle, you're in their forest, you can't read the label through the bottle. You can't see the forest through the trees. And the reality is, it's having that corner man, having that bumpers man or woman, you know, having that person that can sit there and help you see what is coming before it happens. And that's okay. Here's the thing. They knew what you were thinking 5 minutes before, five minutes after, and what you were thinking during those times. And that's why it's so critical. But paying to get in the, like, where do I start? Where is it? I'll be honest. I made some mistakes when I started getting into these rooms. And I also got very lucky and got into some amazing rooms that have led me to even this conversation right here, that if I hadn't taken that leap of faith, nothing would have ever happened. So there is not a blueprint that says, hey, if you do step one, go join this community and this mastermind and this thing. Step two, go talk to people, look and see what's going on out there, you know, and actually have the conversations with the people that are in there and see if they're your kind of people. You don't want someone that immediately, like, looks like you, dresses like you, is you, does everything like you, and is going to give you the yes. You need to have, you know, that sandpaper, that friction, and not from a negative way, but that will challenge you to be better.
Yeah. Like, my students think, you know, they're like, you know, they'll be like, oh, Laurel being spicy today. I was like, no, Laurel's just kicking your ass today so that you can see like what you need to see and stop being so distracted. And, you know, maybe I am getting a little, you know, harder, you know, with my students as time goes on, but it's just because I'm seeing the frustration of people just constantly spinning their wheels. And they just don't know. And they just don't know what to do. And so sometimes you just want to sit there and just shake them and be like, look, just do this for 90 days. Like, if people would just like do one thing and focus on that one thing, they would be so much further ahead. But you know, it is what it is. And, you know, this kind of was like a little tangent from the whole what's going on in the online coaching space. And this is why people, and this is just a fair warning, people just need to be careful of who they're spending their time with.
Yeah, absolutely. If someone's sitting there, I'll leave this with this on this, not rant, but just where we've seen it. We are fortunate to be in the position that we have seen it from just above, inside it, and just below it. If someone is sitting there feeding to the lowest common denominator, and they're sitting there saying, people are coming after you, they're always going to be after you, and 10 years ago, I was in this tough position, and today, look at me now. It's like, listen, this was 10 years ago. You're feeding to get that poor person's mentality of like, woe is me, you know, based off of like, people are always going to, you know, come after you. And so from that standpoint, come to the people that are going to challenge you, hold you responsible when you come with that excuse. And if there's access to where you have a question and you're not asking in the right place, find where the right place is. Yeah. Find where that is, you know. When, you know, kind of going into, you know, a little bit different of an area, typically when someone invests in their future, they have a better than vague idea of what the outcome, you know, is going to be. They have an idea of the type of people that are going to be in the room and what, you know, what could be next. What should people expect when they enter your reality?
They should expect honesty and, you know, just a hard look at like what is it that they actually want? Because I think that it comes down to people make silly decisions based on what they think that they want versus what they actually want. Like, I have so many students who, you know, they're like, well, if I could only get to, you know, $10,000 a month, you know, I'll have everything that I want. I'll get to spend more time with my family. And then we get them to $10,000 a month or however what their goal is. And then they go and they make a stupid decision, like buying a new house or they buy a new car. And it's just like so frustrating. And so, you know, people can expect me to just give them a dose of reality of what it's like, you know, to actually do what it takes to get to where they actually want to be. And, you know, I am who I am. I'm going to be real. I'm not going to be, I don't sugarcoat anything. Sometimes I'm a little, you know, maybe I might be a little bit harsher, you know, asshole-y with my words, but it's only because sometimes you just have to do things like that to grab people's attention and say, stop, slow down. Like you're not even reading the directions right now. I'm going to call people, you know, if they're themselves being an asshole and, you know, demanding, you know, help from me, but then not even doing their end of the bargain, right? You know, so when people come work with me, you know, and we're tag teaming the marketing, it is not like Laurel's going to do all the work and Laurel's just going to hand everything. Like it's going to be a partnership. And, you know, partnerships are not all like unicorns and rainbows. You have to call your partner out on bullshit. And so, yeah, that's it. That's what people can expect from me. It's not a, you know, it's not the Laurel show. It's, you know, Laurel shows up if you show up. And if you're not showing up, then I'm going to tell you, you know what? If you bring me half-ass written copy because you know I'm going to fix it, I'm not going to do it anymore.
I'm out. And I did learn a new term today, which I really appreciate, assholy. So I didn't, yeah. I had not seen that one, but like
assholy.
Yeah, that is just that's something you don't want to see Laurel be is assholy.
No, assholy.
Yeah, we could just make a whole episode on that one. iTunes is like, you will not say that.
Don't be, right. That's what this episode should be called. Don't be assholy.
Ooh, wow. You know, I think we could, that's the next bestseller next to Dala, you know, the prequel to Dala. Geez. You know, there's always new ideas brewing in times of prosperity, but I believe that creativity and ingenuity come when we feel the squeeze. What are you working on right now that's going to take place over the next 12 months that excites you?
The thing that I'm working on that's exciting me right now, honestly, I am building my brand awareness. You know, I'm at that point in my business and life where I've gotten to the point where I've gotten where I want to be. And so what's really exciting about 2024 is there's none of this pressure of raising the ceiling and all of this stuff. It's all about now just keeping and maintaining. And so I'm really excited just to have a year to where I don't have to focus on selling anything. Like I could just focus on being of service and just, you know, continuing to grow my audience. That's what's most exciting for me is like getting in front of more people. You know, we're doing way more events. Like personally this year, we've got, you know, the event in Phoenix. We've got two events in Phoenix. I have people here at my beach house. I just had them here this past weekend. The next one is going to be in May at my house in the Fringe Quarter. You know, it's all about in-person implementation for me this year, you know, and being able to have the time and the space to be able to focus on one, getting in front of more people, but two, getting closer to the people that are already around me. So that's what I'm looking forward to in 2024.
Man, I got chills on that because I know that I'm a part of that journey and a lot of those different moving parts there. So just blessed to be a part of you and Christina's life and just to continue to partner through things on that. So I'm super excited about 2024 and what's beyond that. You know, that's the amazing thing. All right, last one here. I've always believed that leading with the give mentality. And I believe it's the principle on which I've based every company partnership. And uncoincidentally, it is the name of the podcast, The Give. We ask that each guest bring to the podcast a little sneak peek of what they're going to be giving. So when you go from the podcast after listening to this to the knowledge center inside The Give at the Success Finder, the listeners are able to take something and then implement that, something actionable that they can go from there. What have you brought today for the listeners, Laurel?
Yeah, so I think the best thing that I could give people right now is just a very budget-friendly way to get started. You know, I was talking about getting in front of more people. And so I am going to give pretty much the strategy that I myself used in order to get where I am right now, like utilizing like super budget-friendly ads. And we did, I think, probably the best presentation at the last Phoenix event. And so let's go ahead and give them the presentations from the Phoenix event so that if they do have the book or if they don't have the book, they should go get the book on Amazon, right? But then open it up and watch the presentation, the live presentation of it as that, because I know we were talking about reading the book and listening to it. And I think so that's like the best thing that I can give people right now is just the live presentation of the actual book.
Ah, That's amazing. I was there for it. Okay. So I might be a little biased, but I mean, it condenses everything that you, again, have done in this book right here. Super duper profitable ads. And it does it to where it's like, I'm reading it, I'm writing in there, I'm taking my notes, and now I'm actually watching you do this. And so it's a step-by-step, not only with the videos in there, but the videos that we'll gain access to. So you want to come over to the Success Finder Knowledge Center, subscribe to Laurel's channel, and make sure that you gain access to that. We'll make sure that that's in the show notes. We have got Laurel Portier, a dear friend, partner of mine, as we like to kind of sometimes go a little pew, 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 pew. Laurel, thank you so much for the time today. You know, we've got someone over here that's probably given some orders that we want to take a look at. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I know this was kind of probably a little bit different conversation than most people are used to of seeing me have. We did not even talk about ads. It was awesome. Hey.
You know what? It doesn't always have to be about ads.
I talk about other things than ads.
Yeah. Even though we're going to give you access to how to do the ads at an affordable price that actually won't break your budget. So thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.